Oreo has announced it's going to be celebrating its upcoming 110th birthday with a special Oreo flavor.
110 years.
110 Ooh. Years, as they say, America's favorite cookie. And it's going to celebrate with a cake-flavored cookie.
A cake?
What flavor cake?
That's what it says. It's, well, it's called the Oreo Chocolate Confetti Cake Cookie. And Oreo says it's the first ever limited edition cookie that will feature rainbow sprinkles both in and on the cookie.
Oh, on the cookie, too.
Yes, not just in, but also on the cookie.
Must be frosting it somehow.
It sounds like it. For over a century, as the spokesperson says, Oreo has brought fun, playful experiences to fans, and will continue to do that with our 110th birthday. In fact, March 6th is the official birthday celebration. But there's going to be a national sweepstakes beginning this Saturday, running through the end of March. And you can enter by scanning a code on any package of the new cookies when you buy them. And prizes will include a baking class with Dominique Ansel to a basketball experience with Dwight Howard. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Oh, wow. Okay. So,
we have a link on our Morning Team page, by the way. In fact, I can even, let me see if I show you this. They have the packaging here. And so, let me see. That doesn't show you much, but that's what the, it's going to be tough for Dave to see, I know. But you see, got the,
Okay.
See, so you got cookie there and just Oreo 110 on top of the cookie. So, and the cookies, by the way, are available, will be starting to become available nationwide January 31st. But if you want to go online, you can get a pre-sale limited edition pack you can order online.
So all the way back to 1912.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oreo cookies. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty good longevity there.
Right.
Yeah, just a bit.
You can't get the Lady Gaga Oreos anymore? Right?
I don't know.
I haven't seen them in a while.
They have come out. Oreo has been famous for so many. They have seasonal flavors they always come out with. You know, like Halloween and Easter, they do those pastel colors.
July 4th.
Yeah. Yep. And, but, yeah, remember the Lady Gaga's, the pink packaging? Yeah,
I do.
I don't know. I'm guessing those are probably limited edition.
I think those were limited edition.
Trying to do that many flavors.
Right.
Probably would eat into the profits of having to keep all the different machinery to make them to manufacture.
I'm an originalist when it comes to my Oreo. I just like the original. I don't need confetti and sprinkles and all that stuff. Just give me the regulars. I'm good to go.
How are you with double stuff?
Fine. You know, yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Which
can't
is just,
go wrong.
It's a takeoff on the original, just adding more stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you. You know, just I like the original. Keep it simple.
Yep.
That's not good enough for you. Now, Snoop Dogg, as much as he is into music, he has done a lot of other things in his enterprising life.
Huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan as well.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, yeah, big Steelers fan.
Well, perhaps the next time that you're in Pittsburgh, if this does become reality, maybe this is something you can enjoy from his new food enterprise.
Ah.
Apparently, it says here that he's expanding his business presence into new territory. He's reportedly developing a new brand of hot dogs and sausages.
Oh, really?
He has trademarked the name Snoop's Dogs.
Yeah, right.
Good marketing there.
It fits, but isn't that great? Snoop's Dogs.
Yeah.
I love it. Apparently, he's filed for a trademark. It's unknown. Again, this is not definitive, but people are now speculating and wondering. People are wondering, too, about his inspiration because they remember an interview he did a few years ago with Jimmy Kimmel in which he was playing some game with Jimmy Kimmel about guess the meat by the way it was processed and the ingredients. And once he found out that the meat he was guessing was hot dogs, he was, like, disgusted. This is how hot dogs are made? This is what's in hot dogs? I'm never eating another one again.
Eat a Michigan hot dog.
Yeah.
A little higher standards.
Well, people are now wondering since, in fact, one fan wrote, he's the reason I stopped eating hot dogs, because of that. But they're wondering, because he has made some adjustments to his lifestyle, could he be coming out with maybe a healthy version?
Oh, a plant-based hot dog, maybe.
Well, they're wondering, because he invested back in 2020 in Beyond Meat.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And he has referenced how some of his immediate family are vegan and vegetarian, and he says they helped me figure out the best plan for me, and he says, with my schedule, I need to make sure I'm taking care of myself both mentally and physically, and I need to change up my diet a bit to help give me all the nutrients I need to continue to be on the top of my game. So some are saying perhaps he'll come out with some kind of alternative hot dog.
Oh, okay.
Time will tell.
And that's it. It's all speculation.
Right, right.
But the buzz is on for Snoop's Dogs.
I have to tell you, 30 years ago when he hit the scene with Dr. Dre and others, I did not see this. I did not think this would be his career path, that he would be on with Martha Stewart, that he'd be just beloved everywhere.
Well, 30 years is a long time to evolve.
It is.